You will now enter the conference.
I didn't catch who it was. It just came in.
Morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
Wonderful. How are you guys doing on your travels?
Well, we're getting ready to take off. I've been getting ready for about the last 5 days. That's why I haven't been on the call every day. And anyway, you know, it's just all those last-minute things.
Yep.
Especially when you're going for we don't know how many months.
Oh, good. I hope you're doing good.
Oh, there's always a challenge in life. So anyway, have a good weekend because I know you're probably on the run.
Yeah, I am. Have a great one.
Thank you. So anyway, Elaine, the only thing that I've got left is to do the tail end of it now. At least I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Just thinking about whether we take it or whether we don't. After I've collected all the things that I cook with here that, you know, aren't just the average things in the regular grocery store, I hate leaving them behind. So part of it goes with me and part of it stays. Our dried supplies, mainly the ones that I know are more perishable, the flowers and the different things that need to be used up in a more timely manner than the ones like the dried beans. They're pretty easy to replace. Actually, we're picking some up on the way home, and the ones that weren't organic will now be organic because we have availability of that not far from our place. We've never been to the actual warehouse for it, so we're just picking up an order there. It's about an hour from our house is all. Actually, that's about as close as the nearest health food store that is priced about four times the amount, so I'm going, oh, this is going to be a great shopping. And they even have nursery plants, organic nursery plants, so that will be the tail end. I'm just trying to think where they're going to set in the middle of the floor on the in the motorhome, because that's about the only place that won't be filled that is a possibility. So let's see, what have I done with food? I found out how many things froze well that I pulled out of the refrigerator, and today I was down to frozen romaine lettuce because the coach freezer got set, refrigerator got set too low. Somehow, I guess.
Nancy has arrived.
Good morning, Nancy.
Morning, Shaw. How are you?
I'm getting there. I was just telling Elaine I'm down to the tail end. There won't be too much to have to unload out of the refrigerator because some of it's already gotten moved over, but accidentally the one in the coach got set on freeze for the refrigerator instead of lowering the temperature. So I had frozen romaine lettuce to put in my drink and my smoothie this morning.
Lucky you.
Yeah. I said the only thing I can do is peel off the outer leaves and figure that the inside ones couldn't be too dirty.
Because it was actually frozen?
Yeah, it was actually frozen. So I just
had, wow.
Yeah, three of them, three romaine hearts. So anyway,
yeah.
I thought, well, it didn't taste any different than it did when they weren't frozen, so I guess that's okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think that was, not for the, you couldn't use them fresh, obviously, but for the smoothie, it should be fine.
Yeah, it did work. So anyway, that I was down to that and the core of a cabbage head, so for my greens.
Oh, well.
I thought I'm going to get all this stuff out of there I can possibly get out. So knowing what Denny's got and I've got left to do yet between the two of us, I think that I might be doing the call from here tomorrow morning. Denny, you think? Yeah, he says yes, shaking his head. Looks like you took the hammer to the side of your face. What'd you do? You got a big, long gash there, and it's blue.
Ooh.
Well, it's red. It looks like it's got blood on it.
Shooting the felt pen?
Well, let me see. Turn sideways. No, it's not a felt pen, unless you poked it and then did it right here on the temple above the ear. Good morning. Who just joined us? Oh, I think that's somebody trying to call. 509-3038. That might be Gary Ellison, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, you can call him on your other phone if you want to go out the window. Anyway, so how's it been with you, Nancy? How's Marty doing since I haven't talked to you?
He's doing nicely.
Good.
I'm just exhausted all the time. I don't know when this is going to change, but I don't know. I take one day at a time.
Are you getting an adequate amount of sleep? Is he?
No, it's not. I am getting my sleep, although I get up two times a night usually anyway. But no, it's not. And if I'm tired in the afternoon, I do lie down. I'm not embarrassed to say that. I think it's just the day-to-day extra activities. But we did get an SUV that I can at least transport him. He was released from home care totally. No more nurse, no more physical therapy at home, so he has an appointment next week for outpatient physical therapy.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Has he moved around much outside?
You know, we go down to the patio off the kitchen, and he'll walk that path. He's walked outside a couple of times. She doesn't want him walking outside with anything but the walker still, and although she walked him with the cane outside one day when she was here, maybe it was Monday.
So you haven't been out to the restaurant or anything like that?
No, actually we were thinking of going out for dinner last night, and the couple we were going to go with canceled, so that was, he said possibly tomorrow night, so we may, although he went to the art museum Wednesday night with Mindy to see a movie that he was planning on going to for a long time, and since we got the SUV.
Oh, Nita has arrived.
He was happy to do that.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah. He has an all-day seminar next Friday, 8:04, that he's thinking of going to. I said to him last night, you know, it's going to be a very long day for you. We'll see.
Well, can he bow out partway through it? He probably wouldn't want to, but
if he has to, he'll call me.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, progress is progress, and sometimes it doesn't come as fast as you'd like it to, but just knowing that you're seeing the improvement is the biggest.
Still very leery of letting the walker go because of the left leg. He does not want to go back to that pain again.
Yeah.
He's very leery of that. Yeah, when he's ready to, he will.
We'd rather have it that way than rush through it and mess something up. And if anybody is listening to this and doesn't know what's happened, Marty had hip surgery. How many weeks ago now, Nancy?
It's 4 weeks ago today that he came home, so it was 4 weeks Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah. That feels like an eternity in some respects.
I was going to say, it seems to me, I can imagine with you what it seems like. I gotta... Good morning, Anita. How are you doing?
All right. Sitting here eating breakfast and listening to you.
I'm just drinking my water right now. I'm trying to get a couple of cups down. I thought maybe we could get out of here early this morning, and then the longer I worked, the tireder I got, the more I realized I had to do. When it was getting daylight and the birds started chirping, I decided to go to bed.
you didn't go to bed until then from yesterday?
Yeah, but I have to tell you the other reason that I didn't go to bed, I thought, I'm good for 18 hours, I know that. So what happened yesterday was I woke up, I got up, I moved around, and I mean, it wasn't an intolerable headache, but I knew I couldn't think as clearly. So I laid down for 30 minutes with the Power Mag. I do remember it shutting off thinking, oh, that's good. It's time to get up, 30 minutes, you know. Well, 5 hours later.
Oh, wow.
Jenny let me sleep. So that pushed me to 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I figured, well, 18 hours after I got my full night's sleep, because that added on to what I'd had the night before would have been more than a full night's sleep. And so I thought, well, let's see. That would put me till 7 a.m., the next morning.
Probably justify all this.
Well, I missed it by about an hour and a half. I'm going, Okay, I've had my rest. Now let's see how much I can get done. And boy, I'll tell you, until I lost my mental capacity to really focus clearly on what I was doing, as long as I kept my legs moving, I was okay. I had to get up a couple times when I sat down to eat, and I didn't do any reading, I'll tell you that.
Mm.
I know what that does to me, but no, I just thank the Lord he's, what's the word I want to use, patient with me for my health's sake and letting my body pull back and after I do some things be to a good state again. So, and then I get the thought, maybe he's slapping me side of the head and going to say, one of these days I'm just not going to pull you back to good health.
Well, these little, you know, little tweaks
has arrived.
We have to pay attention to things. I'm convinced of that. And then, you know, what are you waiting for to actually change things? Are you waiting for the great big explosion to make some changes in your life?
Well, I was just waiting for the confirmation of the man that called right after I woke up. He called, and he was working with Denny outside on the bank. And the one, the same age as we are, he was doing the chainsaw and cutting all the brush and chaining it on to the back of the pickup. So Denny could then drag it up the thing because he's still not quite up to par with whatever his allergy. I think it's got to be an allergy because I've never heard him quite this way before. So anyway, which made it easier on Denny, but he's walking a very steep bank up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down from the creek. Well, they must have put in a good 8 to 10 hours doing that yesterday. So he called, timing perfect. Right after I woke up at 1 o'clock, and he goes, Char, would you just give Denny a message? I don't need to interrupt his whatever he's doing. Just tell him that I've got to have a day of rest today. I can't do that kind of pace for that many days because he'd been working over here for like 3 days in a row. He says, I can't quite do that pace without taking, my body's got to have some rest. That's all I can tell you.
Smart guy.
Talk to you later. Oh, he is. I mean, he's the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And he tunes in, and he says, I said, you're okay? And he says, I'll be fine. I just need some rest is all.
Yep.
Thank you. Bye. See you later. And I thought, God, your sense of humor is very real to me.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the message. I don't fight when it's time to quit.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like to push it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. My
Somebody else has joined us, too. Didn't mean to cut you off, Nancy.
Oh, okay.
What was your thought?
I was just going to say my latest observation is the excuses people make to justify what their choices are.
Yeah, well, my excuse was my grandson called and said, are you going to make it home for my birthday Sunday night? And I thought, well, this is what I can get done tonight. So that was one that I would have liked to have seen happen, but that's Sunday night, so we're past the number of hours it would take to drive with the stops that we would make, so meaning to sleep, so as the first necessity. Is that right, my dad? Oh, no, and I can't get it until I'm off the call. So anyway, anybody else have a question or a comment? I can honestly say I did not prepare.
I just was talking to Nancy. I had a friend that had hip replacement surgery, and they got too close to the sciatic nerve or something, and her foot and stuff were getting numb, and she was having trouble getting back into, you know, into things, and so I loaned her the Body Energizer, and she used that for, I think she kept that maybe 2 weeks, but she was, by the first week, she was up and going and doing things, and she says, wow, that was wonderful. So,
wow. I had asked the physical therapist initially when Marty came home if he could use the Energizer, and since he's so tall, I don't know whether you are aware of this, but when you have hip replacement surgery, you can't bring your knee up higher than the hip. You have to keep the hip at no more than a 90-degree angle.
Yeah.
And for Marty, it would have, even though he sits on cushions, he, at that point, cannot put his feet flat on the Energizer, because I did ask about that initially. And he has to be sitting on a couple more cushions, which was taken beyond the arms of the chair.
You know, what you could probably do is prop it on an angle with a pillow underneath the one edge of it, Nancy.
And put his, be able to put his feet flat. I don't know, you know, I'm just really aware of that angle. I don't want to...
Yeah, no, no, I don't mean, I'm thinking what you're saying exactly, because I was told years ago, if I had any knee problems, not to have my knees higher than my bottom, you know, at 45.
Uh-huh.
They've got to be dropped down. So I've always sat since that time with my legs out, or if the cushion, since I'm so short-legged, or so short period, a lot of the seats are too deep or too high for me to accomplish that. So I will put a pillow under my butt so my legs have to drop down to get to that. And if it's too deep back, then I put the pillow behind me and one under me.
Yeah, I understand.
So, it's a different reason, but it's the same principle. The positioning is so important. But did you use the power mag?
He's sleeping with it.
Yeah, this was...
May I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Of course. We'd all like to hear your suggestion.
I might be jumping in here in the middle, but I understand about the angle of the knee and everything. Why not lay down in bed, pop up the body energizer to your feet?
Well, that's okay for me, but that probably wouldn't be a good position for Marty with his hip, I'm guessing. I don't know.
Well, he has to lay down at some point, right?
Yeah, but you've got to, I know, but he doesn't have his feet in that position, I wouldn't think, does he, Nancy?
Well, he sleeps with a pillow underneath to elevate his leg because he had swelling, and he also sleeps with a pillow between his legs to remind him that he cannot cross one leg over the other. He is sleeping on his back. I don't know. I'm not quite sure how I would accomplish that.
You'd have to... Big a device to put the power bag or the body energizer at the right angle with his feet.
Right. You put it next to his feet, whatever position is comfortable for him, and then you use pillows to boost the body energizer to the angle of his feet.
Well, the problem too is that his feet come to the end of the bed because he's tall.
Ah.
But it's a good idea if you can handle it. I don't know.
Yeah, extension on the bed, huh?
Yeah, he has an appointment a week from Wednesday with his the orthopedic surgeon, and hopefully he will release him from most, if not all, of these restrictions.
You just want the proper healing to take place.
Right, and I think
and you're following that with the basics that you have to work with, and it doesn't make everything else come together real easy like you'd like to think of it.
But the girl I was talking about, this was weeks down the road already, and she had problems, so, yeah.
That was one of my first thoughts, though. Thanks for your input. I don't know who gave the suggestion on the bed. Who was that?
Denise in St. Louis.
Hi, Denise. I mean, he could lay with his head at the foot and put it up against the headboard, but his head would probably be off the bed.
I'll hang off the bed, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's
I'm a massage therapist, and I work with people with all kinds of limited, limitations with their movement.
Uh-huh.
So with our products, I mean, it's a matter of adjusting our products to what position they can get in.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say, if he's sitting, would it work to lean the body energizer against the pillow and then just lean his, or, you know, rest his feet against it so that the body energizer itself would be on a slant like a footrest or something that he could just lean his feet on?
Yeah, that's a possibility. Yeah. And we'll see about that. He spends most of the time, even though it's the same chair in the kitchen or the great room, he seems... unless he's watching something on TV, which he's not big on TV anyway, he spends most of his time at the kitchen table reading or doing whatever he's doing. We'll say thank you for your ideas, though. It's a really popular surgery.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it makes us think when we come into situations as other people, they may not be exactly the same, but just the ideas that you guys have thrown out...
Sure.
Makes us go one step further. Thanks, Denise, because it's good hearing your voice and also your expertise with what you've had to work around with some of the people that you have been of service to. So that's great.
He's still wearing his flex on his on that hip.
Well, that's right to the spot. So
right, for some reason the swelling, he's still swollen behind the incision.
You said he's using the palm mag. Is he using that like at night?
Yeah, he sleeps with it all night.
Okay.
So fortunately, you've got one of the older ones that doesn't shut off in 30 minutes.
No, mine does turn off, but it wakes him enough. You know, throughout the night, he'll turn it back on.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like the old ones.
And actually, I timed mine one time. It doesn't even go. It goes for like 25 minutes. So.
Yeah, I was just timing the one that I had on the back of my neck.
Yeah.
And it was just for my muscles across my shoulders. And
mm-hmm. I thought it was supposed to be 30 minutes, but it is not. So, but it wasn't anyway, whatever.
I was noticing it wasn't 30 minutes either because I put it on just at the minute I was starting the call, and it's off already, so.
Uh-huh. So it's not just mine.
Mm-mm.
They lied.
They're just trying to give us a few more years on it, I think, is what they're trying to do.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I thought they were indestructible the way they were talked about before they came out.
Well, I guess everything has a lifespan.
Mm. I have a question, since we're talking about technology. Murray called me yesterday from a restaurant. He was walking in the restaurant, and someone stopped him and asked him where he got his water bottle. And he was calling me with the guy's name and phone number. And it turns out the guy is an ND, and I believe that's a naturopathic doctor.
Mm.
Yes?
Yes, that's correct.
So he was actually, I just realized he forgot to leave me the guy's brochure. He was here last night. I was going to call the guy today. I said to Murray, so how did this happen? It was very noisy in the restaurant. He said, he just saw the bottle, Mom, and asked me where, and then I said, well, they're not available anymore, although I do have a couple. And he couldn't understand, does anyone know why they stopped producing the ones that we have before they replaced them?
Well, they had the idea that they had some great improvements, but the great improvements didn't pull through with the testing. I know that part.
Okay.
Was several times back to the drawing board to the point where they were just totally frustrated and didn't want to put out any more information until they, you know, literally had it in the warehouse. I mean, that's what Doug has said more than once, but see, this was going on even before Doug took over.
Right, this was several years ago. And he said, well, I don't understand why they don't just give you what you've got already until they have something better.
Well, I'm sure it was something to do with the contract with the
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And what they and I'm sure that the quantity that they would have had to have committed to with the idea that there was something else coming, they couldn't foresee that it was going to offset it because they're not talking about a quantity that's going to last us for 6 months.
Right.
I'm sure when they go into on these patents that they've, got. So
I imagine it, just from what little bit I've had to do with manufacturing, which is really, really, really tiny, I haven't even scratched the scratch in what I've said. All I can think of is what little bit I did have contact. I don't want to ever be there again. But, you know, it when you know that there can be something better, or even equal to, like you say, I'd rather have the one.
Uh-huh.
You know what, I would do just what you thought about doing, Nancy. I would say, you know, I've got one of the ones that I have used for, how many years have we used that bottle?
One time.
How many would you guess? Somebody give me a guess.
7, 8, 10 years?
8, 10 years, yeah.
I don't know.
Probably.
I mean, two to three already since they've had them. A good two, I think, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because there's been so many times coming out the next whatever, and then boom, no.
Yeah, nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later, we get, you know, something that's similar to what we've been told before, but it's been around the testing of it, or... you know, I don't remember whether it was said on the consistency of manufacturing. Sometimes that's been more with the clothing that they had was inconsistent. But anyway, I would deliver the one you've got and say this has worked for me. It's the last one I've got, and you know I'll share it with you. Sooner or later, we feel certain that we're going to get another one.
Yeah. And as I explained to Murray, you know, weekend standards are so high, they have to come so close so many times since this one, and all of a sudden something happens that it just doesn't meet the standard.
Yeah, well, and you know, the standards have changed dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about what has been put out on the research on the plastics and all of that.
Am I correct that there is no BPA in ours?
Yes, that is correct, yeah.
Okay. And I said to Murray, he said, well, I can't believe all these weekend people don't want bottles. I said, what a lot of people are probably doing now is filling another bottle from home. He said, yeah, Mom, but that means you have to, I said, I know.
Yeah, but, you know, you do what you have to do, don't you? I mean, we're using the glass Tiaga bottles is what we're using. We carry extra water with us, and then I've got I don't like it in the flavor of it in the metal cup I've got. It is stainless steel, but when it sits there, it just doesn't seem to taste right to me. Hey, I've got a comment on something off subject. I think we maybe drowned that one with my great knowledge and everybody's desire to have it between the two.
Right.
I'm being sarcastic when I say with my great knowledge on the subject. But anyway, if you couldn't gather, yesterday I got the idea that Denny had, against my better judgment, gone ahead and bought cherries, which I know are one of the heavily sprayed, at least really heavy. I don't think about buying them clean. I just can't imagine that they're not sprayed. And I ate a few of them, and I thought, I really have got other organic fruit here I could be putting in my body. This is not. So I walked over and I said, okay, just check me on this. And he goes, good grief. I said, no, I tried three times to hold my fingers together, knowing that I'm sitting there thinking things like my immune system is really good because I can fight off a lot. So this is good for me. This is still okay for me. You know, all the positive thoughts going through there. And could not hold it back. So went over and got an organic orange, and he goes, good grief. I said, you want me to try you on it? The oranges to the cherries? And he goes, I don't think you need to, honey. So just, you know, which I had not thought of testing that way on the pesticide load as to, you know, which was really more powerful. So anyway.
Well, Dr. Oz, I think it was either yesterday or the day before, his program, and I didn't watch it yet, this program started out about cleaning up our food.